Good morning again. We began our morning with palm branches and joy. This scripture reading is set just a few days later and just before Jesus is betrayed. In our Bible study group on Friday, we noted how disciples are so frustrating. They keep messing up or falling short. Couldn't Jesus pick out a better group of disciples? I mean, what was he thinking? And then we realized the original disciples are just like us. We mess up and fall short in what Jesus has in store for us many times in life. As I was reading Facebook the other day, my Facebook friend shared that she had tried meditating that morning and fell asleep. I couldn't help but think of the scripture reading today. People who meditate describe a couple of things that happen when they begin meditating. First, monkey mind. When as soon as you try to turn off your mind, it just goes crazy. It starts thinking about a lot of things all at once, such as to-do lists and the conversation from yesterday. Or beginners sometimes just fall asleep. This Lent, our theme is listen, especially during prayer. Sometimes when we pray, we have monkey mind, or we fall asleep when we are not actively talking with God. Listening is hard. The silence is hard. So I ask you, are we so exhausted that we fall asleep and do not attend to our prayer life? Are we walking zombies? Just as the original or first disciples, are we sleeping through the important moments in our life? Are we sleeping through our God-given purpose? In our scripture reading, verse 39 today, it says, "And going a little farther, he," meaning Jesus, "threw himself on the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want.'" The cup Jesus refers to is a metaphor for destiny. Jesus is praying about his destiny and ultimately saying to God, "Not what I want, but what you want." Jesus is listening for that still, small voice of God. He is verbalizing his destiny is in God's hands. In this scripture, the disciples falling asleep when Jesus asked them to stay awake and Jesus feeling about them checking out are a foreshadowing of the betrayal and loneliness Jesus will feel in the coming hours. The disciples are just like us. We fall short and mess up, but Jesus keeps us as disciples through our failures. And sometimes we get it right. This was yesterday. We were marching in March for Our Lives. And I'm wondering, did any of you see Emma Gonzalez yesterday who spoke in D.C.? She was talking about her experience in her school with an active shooter. After she talked about her classmates who had died, then she stood in silence for 4 minutes. And this is what we saw for 4 minutes. When her timer went off, she said, Since I've been up here, 6 minutes and 20 seconds have passed. 6 minutes and 20 seconds is all it took for the shooter to kill and wound many in my school and to change our lives forever. She held the silence for over 4 minutes. Commentators afterwards were talking about how silence on TV never happens because silence is so uncomfortable. The disciples were asked to stay awake in the silence of the night. Our Lenten reflection has been one of listening in the uncomfortable silence. Sometimes we get it wrong, and sometimes we get it right. Yet Jesus keeps picking us to disciple, to tell his story about love of imperfect people who have all the potential to get it right and to stay awake and listen for the still small voice of purpose in the uncomfortable silence. Amen.